Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is false prophets. Have you ever met a false prophet? Could you even pick one out in a crowd? What do they wear? What do they look like? Are they tall? Short? Do they have a beard? Good questions, huh? Webster tells us that a person that spreads false messages and teachings claiming to speak for God is a false prophet. And that false message is a lie. It is a means of deception to take somebody off focus or off the center of the thought process that God wants them to know. Their visions come from themselves, not from God. And in most cases, they have some connection to the occult. They are people pleasers, giving people what they want to hear instead of what God wants them to know. They distort the truth, and they live immoral lives in most cases. So that's kind of a picture of a false prophet. Let's see what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 23. It says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves." Why, they look just like you. They walk the walk, they talk the talk, and yet ever so slowly and quietly they change the message. But Jesus said, "Ye shall know them by their fruits." And he asked a question. He says, "Do men gather grapes of thorns?" Of course not. How about figs coming from thistles? No, that doesn't work. "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." He's talking about looking at the life of a person. They're the tree. What fruit do you see? The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, long-suffering. There's your good tree. But the deeds of the flesh, murder, jealousy, pride, lasciviousness, all of the evil deeds of the flesh, there's the corrupt tree. And so you can look into a person's life and you can see what they stand for and who they are and what characterizes their personality. And you can know if they are a good tree or an evil tree. "Therefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." Now, here's the scary part of the whole thing. Listen to what Jesus says. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." He's talking about false prophets. He's talking about people that come in the name of God to speak for God, and they are workers of iniquity. They're in sheep's clothing, but they're not talking the message that it really is true. Now, how are you going to know if they're real or not, or different? How do you know their message is not true? Paul said, "If any man comes preaching another Jesus, or you receive another spirit, or another gospel that we have not preached, ye shall verily bear with them," meaning in their judgment. And so he said the Antichrist have already gone out into the world. They're here. The people bear the spirit of their father, the devil. And you can pick them out. But in order to pick them out, because they're in sheep's clothing and they're hiding, you need to know the word of God. Because they're going to come to you preaching another Jesus that Paul didn't preach. And they're going to be of a spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit. And they're going to have a gospel message, a good news that is not the good news of Christ. Let me give you an example of that. Paul said, "We're saved by grace, and that's not of yourself, it's through faith, lest any man should boast." It's not of works. I didn't say that perfectly, but you get the meaning. We are saved by grace. How many churches today say, Jesus saved us, but we have to be righteous in order to enter into heaven from this point on? He only saved us for our past sins, not our future sins. Big lie. God is capable of saving you. He died for all men for all sin. He is the only way to God. And you add something to that, and you've gotten into a false teaching, and you're listening to a false prophet. They will deny the tenets of faith. They'll say salvation is more than just Christ. Their doctrine will not be revealed in the Bible. We should be able to go to the Bible and see the Jesus that Paul preached. And there we can have fellowship with him. If we know his promises, if we see his works, we see that he is truly the Son of God. And from there, we worship him and praise him and walk with him. And anything that's different than salvation by grace is a lie. And the terrible thing is that the false prophet has deceived people. Jesus said many of them in that day, the day of judgment, they're going to say, wait a minute, hold on here, God. Hold on, Lord. We were preaching, prophesying in your name. We were sharing the message of the gospel as they thought it was. Totally deceived. And in your name we even cast out devils, supposedly. And in thy name we did wonderful works. Why, we built hospitals. We created social gatherings. We built buildings. We had baseball teams. We did fish fries. A social gospel creates a social Christian that will stand before God and say, well, I look at all the things I did. And Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. You didn't operate into my spirit. So today, I want you to be able to look at other religions, at all denominations, all Christians, and be able to see those who truly are your brethren and those who are not. But if you don't, you're going to get caught up with them. And you're going to be following another Jesus. And you're going to be standing with them in that day, weeping and wishing you had. God bless you, and have a great day.